A prescription for life change? Paul Hartunian tells us a unique story on today's Lighthouse Report.
I was working in a pharmacy. I was a pharmacy technician. One of my coworkers' names was Edwin. And Edwin was a really cool, sharp guy. We hung out together. We ran together. We bought car stereos together. We did a lot of things together. And so through the course of the relationship, he asked me, he goes, "Hey, Paul, what's the minimum I need to do to get to heaven?" And I said, "You know what the minimum is?" He's like, "What?" I said, "Forget it. That's not what Christ wants. It's not the minimum. You got to turn it all over." So as we were in a relationship doing all these things, Edwin had everything. He had a great wife. He had a great job. He was just building a new house. So, I mean, he had everything, except one thing he didn't have, and that was kids.
Paul decided to pray for Edwin, but his prayer was not what you might think.
I prayed that he wouldn't have kids. Now, I didn't tell him that, but I prayed that in order that he might see his need. And so one night, I got a phone call, and he said to me, "Paul, I've got a question for you." He said, "Why did Jesus Christ have to die on the cross to bridge the gap between God and man?" And all of a sudden, he starts crying. And I'm like, "Whoa." I go, "Edwin, what's up?" He said, "My mom is in the intensive care unit of the hospital, and I figure before I can help her, I need to know some answers." And so I explained to him what that meant and how to become a Christian, and I gave him the opportunity right there, and he didn't do it. But he knew what it was, and then the next week, he turned his life over to Christ, and his life radically changed.
It is amazing the influence Jesus Christ can have on people's lives. So won't you step out and share him with someone today?